Opponents of vacation rentals have been trying to regulate them for years, but the path to effective legislation may be rockier than they think, as officials on Kauai have learned. Reporter Stuart Yurton has details in today's reality check from Civil Beat. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Chris.
This looks like regulation is easier said than done. What are the obstacles they're running into on Kauai?
So what they're running into is Kauai's been more aggressive in citing people for operating vacation rentals in residential areas where they're not supposed to do it. Problem is they end up in contested case hearings before the Planning Commission, and those take years.
Mm-hmm. And so can the vacation rental basically continue to operate while it's being contested?
Yes, it continues to operate, and they can make a lot of money. And one argument is, well, they make way more money than they have to pay in attorney's fees to keep things in the contested case process, so that's what they're doing. It's in their interest to stall. The other argument is that, well, they're just exercising their due process rights, the property owner, so it might take a long time, but that's just the way it is.
If they do get fined, what kind of fines are we talking about?
Well, the fines are right now really minimal, but what's happening is now the legislature's looking at it on the state level and is saying they've been asked to give the counties more authority to impose tougher fines and make it faster. They don't have to go through the administrative process. They could go straight to court under a bill that's in the works now.
Even going through court, you know, especially if you have a legal team that is skilled in the delaying tactics, that can hold things up for quite a while, can't it?
It can hold things up, but one of the things they're asking for is to lower the requirement for getting a court order to stop it while the case goes through court. It's the preliminary injunction standard is usually pretty high. Basically, that standard would be lowered a whole lot to get an injunction. So under this proposal that's in the ledge right now, they could be shut down very quickly while it made its way through court.
So does that proposal, is there now a clear path toward regulating, or is it still kind of murky?
Oh, no. The proposal would be very clear if it's adopted. What's murky is whether it will get adopted by the legislature.
Well, that's always a murky subject. Thanks a lot, Stuart.
Thank you, Chris.
That was Stuart Yurton with today's reality check from Civil Beat.